This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Congress has once again and just barely managed to keep the government funded for the next month and a half. Anyway, no lapse in appropriations, as those shutdowns are officially called. That does not, however, mean that all of this political and economic brinkmanship isn't still costing you and me and the other 165 million or so American taxpayers a whole lot of real money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has this one.
As much as federal workers may be sighing in relief that their paychecks are safe for now, Jennifer Victor, who teaches political science at George Mason University, says those same workers,
they will tell you that every time we get close to one of these government shutdown deadlines, they basically have to stop doing their real jobs for the week or two or three in advance of that deadline and start preparing for a shutdown.
And that's expensive, says Maya McGinnis, who runs the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
We know this is not just millions of dollars. This is probably hundreds of millions of dollars that it actually ends up costing.
McGinnis also points out that the continuing resolution isn't exactly a win either. The CR keeps funding at around the same levels as the previous year, while we, in theory, wait for Congress to pass a real spending package. But that waiting also has a cost.
Clearly, the moment we're in requires very different thinking in terms of national defense, where the risks are, what our national priorities are. We should not be saying, let's not look at the details of the budget, figure out our priorities, and set new budgets.
But with so many almost shutdowns in recent years,
it could be that many of these federal agencies have, for lack of a better term, this preparation down pat, which may reduce the costs.
Jasmine Ferrier teaches political science at the University of Louisville.
On the other hand, the confidence in the government and, of course, in the ability of Congress to fulfill its constitutional duties is a cost that is very hard to estimate.
And that's the cost that has George Mason University's Jennifer Victor most worried. She says this repeated erosion of public confidence in the government,
that probably in some way contributes to some other challenges that we have in the United States right now.
Like the overall negativity, Victor says, is dominating our electoral politics. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.